This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do we have a question from this mic here?
Sure. I just first like to say thank you for coming here. And my name is Puya. So I'm a student drama. And I come from Iran, not Iraq. Iran, the old name Persia. So I come from a religious family. My family are Muslim. But I was born as a Muslim, but I didn't want to born as a Muslim because, you know, so as a family I born. But still, I haven't accepted Islam because of some certain points. My main question was about the time, like ancient time, back to the 1,000 years ago, when the time the Islam come to my country and we became a Muslim. So as I read in the history and those kind of stuff, I found it out that the Arab countries, so they attacked to my country and they invade my country and they brought the Islam by force. Without my king accepted. So Persia was the old country, and it was the most civilized country from the ancient time until now. We believe a real God, we were worshiping a real God, and our religion was Zartosh. So he was a prophet also. So we believe in good deeds, good thought, good words. So even Cyrus the Great, he was the king of the world, and he was doing a lot of good things. Even some people, they was confused that they called him Masih. He was doing many good things, but he was never said, I'm a prophet, I'm a God. But even though that king, when he attacked the other country, he never killed a civilian, he never raped a woman, and he never made them to change the religion. Even somebody was worshiping a cow, he respect for them, even though he was worshiping a real god. He could make them to worship also same as what he's worshiping. But in the Islam way, if you're going to promote your religion, doesn't mean that you have to force it to somebody else or you have to make them to accept that religion. Because, you know, human being means freedom. So anyone, they should have a right, human rights. So maybe those people, they didn't want that religion. So why they have to attack and, you know, to bring it by force? That was the main question that make my heart a bit, you know, to make me to my belief go down. So,
brother, are you Parsi?
Pardon? Yeah, I'm from Fars.
Are you a Parsi?
You mean Farsi?
Are you a Parsi? Are you a Zoroastrian?
No, I'm not following any religion.
You don't belong to any religion?
I don't believe.
But you said a parent, sir?
My parents are Muslim, but because of this confusion and stuff, I never try to follow the religion. I just believe in real God and doing the good things.
So you believe in real God and good things. What are the good things? Where do you get the good things from?
Good things like I don't harm the others. Whatever I'm doing, not try to harm the others. That's the first thing. As much as you can do the good things, even helping the others, and believe in the real God, not worshipping a stone or leaf or whatever. And I believe God is single. So, but I didn't.
So you have your own philosophy. So you want to bring a new religion?
I'm not gonna make any religion. I'm just following my brain because, as I know, God gave us a brain. So I didn't make my mind busy by following the books. I always, when I was 10 years old, was just thinking until now even. So I tried to.
Brother, thinking. He's saying God, as long as not a stone. Who told you stone is not a god? Anyway, I'll answer your basic question. Your basic question is that Muslims came to Persia. And they conquered and they forced people to accept Islam, so no one should force at all. I agree with you. Point to be noted is that today the media promotes that Islam was spread by the sword. I am aware that there are certain black sheep in the Muslim community, and there are certain Muslim rulers who did wrong things. But as a whole, Islam was never spread by the sword. Islam was never spread by the sword.
I speak by sword.
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 Sword means force.
Force, yeah.
Like you said, now Muslims came and conquered Persia, etc. You see everywhere it's happening. There are wars taking place. But in Islam, it's clearly mentioned in Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 256. La ikraha fid din. There's no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. What we see today, if we analyze, that we Muslims, we were the lord of the Arab lands. For more than 1400 years. For the past 1400 years, the Muslims were the lord of the Arab lands. For a few years, the Britishers came. For a few years, the French came. But overall, the Muslims were the rulers of the Arab land. Yet today, there are more than 9 million Christians who are Coptic Christians. That means they're Christians since generation. If the Muslims wanted, they could have forced each and every non-Muslim to accept Islam at the point of the sword in the Arab land. These more than 9 million Coptic Christians, they are giving shahada. They are bearing witness that Islam wasn't spread by the sword. We Muslims, we ruled India for more than 1,000 years. We ruled India for more than 1,000 years. If we wanted, we could have forced every non-Muslim Indian to accept Islam at the point of the sword. Today, more than 80% of the Indians are non-Muslims. These more than 80% non-Muslim Indians, they are giving shahada, they are bearing witness that Islam wasn't spread by the sword. Which Muslim army has come to Indonesia? Indonesia today has the largest number of Muslims in any country, more than 200 million Muslims. In Malaysia, more than 55% of the citizens of Malaysia are Muslim. I am asking you, which Muslim army came to Malaysia? Your country, which Muslim army came? Which Muslim army went to the east coast of Africa? It was the business, it was the traders. When they came here, people accepted this religion. It is the media hype which talks about Islam was spread by the sword. Yes, there were a few people. There were a few black sheep of the Muslim community. Brother, you asked the question, you're listening or you're raising the hand?
Okay, sure, sure.
You asked the question, you gave the background, I listened to it, and now you want to raise your hand. I have not completed my answer.
Okay, sure, continue.
If you ask the question, you should think. Because if you're thinking something, I'm a doctor. If you're thinking, that means you won't hear my answer. If I ask you to repeat, you won't be able to repeat 25%. So when you listen, you should give attention. I'm a doctor. I've done psychology also. So, this is the media hype. If you read Thomas Carlyle, historian, he writes in his book, Heroes and Hero Worship. He puts number one hero prophet as Prophet Muhammad. He's a Christian. He says, if every new idea originates in one man's head, it dwells alone in the full world. It will do little good if he takes up a sword and propagates it. You have to first get your sword. He's talking about sword of intellect. There was a survey done in the Plain Truth magazine. A survey in the increase of the major world religions in a span of 50 years. In a span of 50 years, from 1934 to 1984. In a span of 50 years, the increase in the major world religion. It came in Reader Digest, Almanac Yearbook, 1984. Number one maximum increase in religion, it's Islam, 235%. Christianity, only 47%. I'm asking you, which war took place between 1934 and 1984, which forced the non-Muslim to accept Islam? Which war? Which war? Today, leave aside the past. Today, the fastest growing religion in America is Islam. The fastest growing religion in Europe is Islam. I'm asking you, who's forcing the Americans to accept Islam? Who's forcing the Europeans to accept Islam? You were not there born. Were you present in the past? Arabs came to my land and forced. Where were you present? This is history. Many things in history is false.
So that's what? Okay.
A very famous historian, Dilese O'Leary, he writes in the book, Islam at the Crossroad, page number 8. He says, history makes it clear that the legend of fanatical Muslims sweeping across the world, forcing Islam at the point of the sword, is the most fantastic, absurd myth that historians ever repeated. Who says that? Dilese O'Leary. History makes it clear that the legend of fanatical Muslims forcing Islam at the point of the sword over conquered races is the most fantastic, absurd myth that historians ever repeated. This is just in the media today. Muslim terrorist. I am asking you, did any Muslim attack you in this country?
No, never.
But the media says Muslims are terrorist.
Yeah, media is just nonsense.
Yes, same way your history is also nonsense. When media is nonsense, the history is also nonsense. Some is correct, some is wrong. That's the reason, if you hear the answer, I'd like to end my answer with a quotation of Dr. Adam Pearson. Dr. Adam Pearson says that people who worry that one day nuclear weaponry will fall in the hands of the Arabs, they fail to realize that the Islamic bomb has already been dropped. The bomb of peace, it fell the day Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was born.
Okay, thank you, doctor, for your answer. But the point is, I didn't get the right answer, because that's not media, that's history. And history is not something that can be written the false way, because if it be written the false way, it can be changed. But that was the true history in all over the world, and is written every place.
Brother, did you hear my quotation of De Lacy O'Leary? Can you repeat it?
Repeat what?
Repeat De Lacy O'Leary's quotation. I said it twice, not once, twice. Most of my answer was once. I said twice. Now repeat it. Repeat it 50%.
So what's the point of repeating that word?
I want to know whether it went into your head or not.
No, because that's what is in my head is, that is a history, first thing.
I'm asking you, can you repeat the statement, the answer which I gave earlier? If you cannot repeat, that means it's useless me repeating the answer. You're not listening to me. You're thinking something.
No, I'm listening to you. You're saying,
you repeat,
that is made, can, here, that is
can
false.
Can you
the
repeat
story.
The statement of De Lacy O'Leary, a very famous historian?
No, I can't.
I'm saying it for third time. Listen. Listen to it and go behind the queue. De Lacy O'Leary says that history makes it clear, the legend of fanatical Muslims forcing Islam at the point of the sword over conquered races is the most fantastic, absurd myth that historians have ever repeated. De Lacy O'Leary says history has been telling falsehood, and you're saying history, I believe in history. De Lacy O'Leary is saying that what history says, that Muslims are forcing Islam at the point of the sword, is the most fantastic myth that historians have repeated. So you have got influenced by the myth. So now think it's a myth and forget it and believe in the fact. The fact is, you read the Quran, and inshallah, I want you to revert to Islam. Revert back to the religion of your parents, inshallah.